quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with one of my favourite country voices, Darius Rucker. How are you, mate?
I'm good, Ben. How are you doing, man?
Absolutely fantastic. Now, I'm actually quite excited to be talking to you for two reasons. Number one, I'm such a big fan of your unique tone and sound and your interpretation of music and how you write. I think you're a fantastic artist, and I'm so pleased that you found country as your home. The other thing I'm excited about is you're backstage at the Opry.
Yes, I am. I'm backstage at the Opry. I'm playing the Opry tonight. I love playing the Opry. It's one of my favorite things to do, and I am backstage just hanging out, waiting for it to happen.
Which dressing room are you in?
Oh, right now I'm on the back of my bus doing these interviews. But I usually get the I get to go in all of them, but I like to go by that. I always go by that one dress room that's got my coat up, and I get that sometimes. So that's cool.
The first thing that really excited me about chatting to you, I mean, the fact that you chose country. Why country? What really excites you about country?
Oh, I've been listening to country music my whole life. I mean, ever since I was a kid. I was one of those radio kids who listened to everything, and I've always been really open-minded and loved also. I've been a song guy. I just love all types of music. And for me, the real turning point was about 1989 when a guy named Randy Foster came out with his first solo record. And that was just a moment where I thought, man, I want to do that someday. I want to make country music someday. And I waited as long as I could. I did all the other stuff I wanted to do. And then Hootie was sick, and, you know, we had toured forever, and it was time to take a break. And I thought it was time for me to make a country record. And I was lucky enough to get a record deal with Capitol, and the rest was kind of history.
Your latest album, which is your fourth album, True Believers, is such a great journey when you listen to it from start to finish. Tell me about the process of putting together an album like True Believers.
Oh, it was great. You know, the main part of it, of course, is writing the songs. And that just goes on for months. I have guys come out to on the road and hang out. I have guys come visit me in my house and we'll write songs. And I'm that guy. I write like 65, 70 songs for every record. And so we wrote a bunch of songs, just dwindled it down to 12. And it's fun. It's easy. Then I got the same producer who produces me every time, and I love him. He's my guy. And so we just sit down, we argue about the songs we're gonna do, and then we just start recording them. And it was really great to have Cheryl Crow and Lady Antebellum and all the other collaborators I have with, you know, Mally Hope. You get all those guys to come sing on the record. But for me, it's just fun going in and hearing my voice with country music. I every time we make a record, I'm so blown away that I'm getting to do it.
True Believers obviously was the first single off the album. That went really, really well. And Wagon Wheel, what a track.
Yeah, you know, I'm a huge, huge Okra Medicine Show fan, and I love those guys for a long time. And for me, it was just so funny because I've heard that song forever, and it was always such a perfect bluegrass song for me. And I didn't think about cutting it, and one night I was at my daughter's high school talent show, and the faculty band got up, and they started playing Wagon Wheel, and they were doing such a country version of it. And right there, I started texting my producer, I want to do Wagon Wheel, let's do Wagon Wheel. And we ended up doing it, and it was cool, and I liked it. And then we wanted to get some background singers, and we got Lady Antebellum to come sing background on it, and it was just, that took it to a whole new level, and it's just really awesome and fun to watch what that song is doing. I'm so proud of that track.
It's a great track, and I think it really links back to the history and magic of country music. And now you've got your new single out, Radio, which is such a wonderful, fun song. Is it a little bit autobiographical?
Oh, absolutely. That song is so about how I grew up. The whole 17, the only way I had a car is after I dropped my mom off. That's all true. That's all me. That's all the way I grew up. And it's so satisfying to see a song like that, which is really all about me and about my love for radio. And because if it wasn't for radio, I don't think I'd be here. If I didn't have access to all those songs that, you know, the Buck Owens songs and the Kenny Rogers songs that I loved growing up, and, you know, Dwight Yoakam later in life, and all that stuff I heard on the radio for the first time, if it wasn't for radio, I wouldn't be here. So it's really great to have written a song like that and have it be doing so well.
I think it's an absolutely fantastic album. It's balanced so beautifully. The songs are absolutely written for your stunning voice perfectly. I can't praise the album enough. I think it is fantastic. So it is available absolutely everywhere across Australia and also available to download on iTunes. Thank you so much, Darius Rucker.
Oh, thank you, Ben. Great talking to you.
17, the only way I had a car is after I dropped my mama off where she needed to go. Football tires with the ceiling falling and the window stuck, but the only thing that I cared about was the radio. We turn it on, turn it up to 10, and everybody would jump on in. Riding down the highway, who wants to be the DJ? I'll find a spot on the side of the road, you find something on the radio, like a real, real good song. We'll know it when it comes on. Didn't have no money, no place to go, all we needed was a radio. Girl, we'd look for somewhere to watch the stars, the perfect place to put it in park and take it slow. She sang along to even the ones that she barely knew. She still sounded good, a little louder too, but we didn't care. I'd look at her, she'd look at me, I'll never forget that melody. Riding down the highway, who wants to be the DJ? I'll find a spot on the side of the road, you find something on the radio, like a real, real good song. We'll know it when it comes on. Didn't have no money, no place to go, all we needed was a radio. Hey y'all, be quiet, that's my favorite song. Hey man, turn it up loud, come on, come on, come on. Riding down the highway, who wants to be the DJ? I'll find a spot on the side of the road, can you find something on the radio, like a real, real good song. We'll know it when it comes on. I didn't have no money, no place to go, all we needed was a radio.
This is Darius Rucker. Listen to my man Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Good day.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.